Edited by Monkey Basement Productions.
Monkey Baby!
You're listening to Two Dudes Live, see? Yeah, see? With B-Mess and Fatty, see? Yeah.
Munch down on that burger.
I'm just trying to get the food done so that way I'm not eating while we record.
Don't eat too fast.
There's no such thing as eating too fast for me. I eat fast.
That's all good, bro. I can't believe it's a fucking monkey. Did you see the lines of that, bro? Oh my god,
look outside, there he is, the king of the fucking jungle. I'm like, fuck, I gotta call a 5-0. How does he do it? How does he do it? Oh shit, son, call on it.
Why do you have to sit on my face? Sit on my face. Not too shabby though, right?
Mm-mm. No.
No, it's not like Reds, it just kind of, I don't know.
That has a bite to it.
Yep.
I just want to sit right there, but just know I shouldn't. All right.
Okay. We haven't done this for a while, so we should. I feel like
We need a little lion face, lemon face.
We do. So. Lion face. Ah, lemon face. Lion face. Ah, lemon face.
Welcome to Two Dudes Live.
I'm Fatty.
I'm B-Mess.
And welcome to this week's edition.
I'm just glad we were able to do it 2 weeks after we did the last one. Actually, no, it was almost.
No, we're a week. We're literally, I think we're just a week after.
Exactly.
I think it is. No, it has been about 2 weeks. Because, yeah, because remember, we recorded
yes.
After I did the What Say You.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're here.
Have you, Say You? Yes.
Have you listened to it?
I have not.
Dude, I was sitting in the car last night. I was at Taco Bell. Okay,
getting that four.
This story brought to you by Taco Bell. When you really need to take a shit, Taco Bell's all up in it.
All up in it.
But
come to think, I need a bigger toilet paper, man.
But no, I was sitting in Taco Bell, and this girl's sitting there. She's the lady at the window.
Oh, it's okay. The girl.
She's cute.
She was cute.
Her name was Princess Jessica. That's what it said.
Really?
I recall this entirely. It was Princess Jessica.
Daddy issues. She must be a stripper by night.
But, no, she was working the night shift. She didn't have time to strip, too, you know?
I don't know. That would be interesting.
But
That would be interesting. It
would be interesting.
Would you like lettuce on that?
Pushing the titties together. Would you like the lettuce?
The lettuce.
Just drizzling sauce on herself.
She's so hot, literally, to your tongue.
This is spicy.
What? No. Before you pour it on yourself, what's the quote? Stop the quote.
What's the quote first? Quickly. What is it? Will you marry me? No, I won't. No. Do it again.
Use me. Oh!
Yes! But, I was sitting there and I'm listening to the newest What Say You pod. Mainly because I want to know if they're going to say anything about me going to the gathering, because I've yet to hear. And we're literally... Tuesday is when I would have to leave.
Next Tuesday?
This Tuesday coming up.
Next Tuesday.
The 22nd.
Yeah. Shit.
I count it as this Tuesday, because we have already passed the Tuesday we were at.
Whatever!
But, I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to it. She's like, what are you listening to? I was like, it's What Say You podcast. It's Q and Sal from Impractical Jokers. And she's like... Oh, yeah? I was like, yeah. I don't know why, but I was like, I was actually on an episode of him, like two episodes ago.
Your ego is getting out of control! Get that shit on lock!
But I told her that, and she's like, really? So you're, like, famous? And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, double Z-grade, quasi-famous, yeah. And then to which she goes, I'm famous, too. I was like, really? To my mom.
Oh.
And I go, my mom doesn't acknowledge my famousness.
That's
which I think
sad.
She was slightly flirting with me.
I would say so.
Because she thought of my celebrity status.
And her mom at the same time.
But,
it's kind of worrisome.
Yeah, so that happened to me. And, Like, this morning I wake up, and at like 9 o'clock they had hit me up, direct messaged me on Twitter saying, ask for my phone number again, so I gave it to them. I've yet to hear from them.
I'm pretty sure you probably might get it. I mean,
I think I might go, because why else would you want to call me? Because, like, if, yeah, if you were going to say no, you were going to be like, nah, we'll just text it.
Nah, we'll just hook ourselves.
Send him a little tweet, you know, whatever.
We'll do what we got to do. No. I'm pretty sure they'll probably hit you back.
It's very, well, I think they'll hit me back, but I don't think I'm going to get a call until probably tomorrow morning.
Or the last minute.
No, that last would minute suck. Would be Monday, and they would have to tell me how to get the money and everything that they just
that
said,
would
know.
Suck balls.
But I think they're going to hit me up probably, I'll guarantee you, around tomorrow morning or so. If it doesn't work out throughout the day today, guaranteed tomorrow morning.
Let me know.
Oh, I will let you know.
Oh, you better.
I'll let everybody and their mother know.
I might have to just let you borrow.
I'm going to let people I don't even know. I'm running through Walmart. I'm going! Sal and Q sent me from this shitty little town.
Where you from? Come on, you tell me where you from. You want to come with me?
You should probably do that, though. What? Just going all through
just
the gathering.
Like, do you understand that the words are coming out of my mouth? I'm asking you questions. Mm-hmm. Give me more feedback. I need to be heard.
Right. Well, if I go, I will say this. I will try to record a podcast while I'm there.
That would be nuts, though, bro.
I'm going to try to record a podcast with whoever's going with me. I'm going to try to record a podcast. And if everything works out properly, I don't know whoever's listened to the last episode.
Bump, bump, bump.
But if you notice at the beginning how it sounded just a little bit different, shout outs to Monkey Basement, my man, who did our editing for us. He hooked
so
us up.
So proud.
And that's him doing the Yoda. And he hooked us up. And I got to give him
very
a shout
good,
out. Said
you
thank
did.
You. That shit was awesome. I appreciate it so much.
It was dope. It was.
But if I can, he lives not far from where the gathering is. Oh. I might pop over there, maybe, and try to do a podcast with him.
Put in face.
We might get in his
face input.
Right? I might get into his podcast, and he can get on ours, and we'll have a little podcast going there, you know? Why not? I don't know how it's going to work
what
out.
Was it
shit
again?
Changes.
What was his?
His, it's, just give me a minute, but it's not yeah. up yet. But he has another one out that you guys can go check out. He has some of them on YouTube, and they're really good. Honestly, they're really solid podcasts. It's, you go check it out. It is, Monkey Basement Pod. I think right. is what is it? I believe that's the name. If I got it wrong, just insert the name of the pod over my fucking voice. Just insert it in there. All right. But you can follow this dude. Follow him at Monkey from the Monkey Basement.
I
think it's From the Monkey Basement.
From the Monkey Basement is on Stitcher Radio, and you can follow me on Twitter at From the Monkey, or search YouTube From the Monkey Base. And if you can't find it at any of those places, then you can hit me up at monkeybasepod@gmail.com and I'll send you the files so you can listen to it, because the podcast has ended. But another one will start up soon called Just Give Me a Few Minutes.
Oh, I'm looking up on Twitter right now.
No, that actually would be pretty awesome if there was if the intro of that for his Just Give Me a Minute.
At the
live?
At From the Monkey. That's
at
what
From
is,
the Monkey?
That's his Twitter. At
that's
From
fucking
the Monkey.
Sweet. At From the Monkey?
Yeah. So follow him, people. Follow him on Twitter. Because he is our...
At From the Monkey.
He is our editor at this moment. He is basically, to put it in other podcasting terms, he is basically our Declan to tell him Steve Dave. So he is the guy who was graciously enough editing our podcast for us.
Thank you. I know you haven't met me or talked to me, but thank you. I know you met him and you probably talked to him, but thank you. From the bottom of our hearts. Because we honestly didn't think that would be just opportunity. But, again, I'm just anxious to actually have the two podcasts come together. So that way, oh, with the hashtag sign.
The hashtag. For those with not the ability to see through radio.
If you have that opportunity, that ability.
He did.
To
he took the both fingers, the peace sign fingers, and put them on top of each other. And moved them back and forth to make the hashtag.
I feel so gay.
Hashtag put pods together.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, if the pod, like, the title of that episode would have been Just Give Me a Minute, Two Dudes. Oh, no.
Just
no.
Give Me a Minute to,
Just Give Me Two Dudes Live.
Just Give Me Two Dudes Live, and then ours would be
For a Minute.
Two dudes for a minute.
That actually sounds pretty dope.
Except
yeah.
it goes on for an hour, not a minute. Like, two dudes for a minute.
60 right. minutes. 60 minutes.
Two dudes for 60 minutes. That sounds like a fucking news report.
Either that or a really interesting ad in the Craigslist pages.
I need two dudes for 60 minutes. Don't ask questions, just show up.
I fucking want to watch Horrible Bosses now. You told me that you needed somebody.
I hear you need me.
By the way, we are both enjoying a nice bottle of Angry Orchard hard cider.
Yeah.
Crisp apple.
Yeah, free plug. Free plug for the hard for the Angry Orchard.
Archered.
Yeah, it's like you know, the Green Archer.
Yeah.
The Emerald Archer, which would be, you know, Emerald. Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Didn't know if you knew that or not, you know.
I always got it, bro. I'm about to pop in another one, bro. Yeah.
But
yeah, go out there and check this stuff out, guys. They have about four of the different flavors. They have the hard cider. They have the Sinful Apple, my personal favorite, but it's only seasonal.
What is Sinful Apple?
It has cinnamon in it. Don't give me the
You can go pee
yourself out.
I have to try it.
Then they have a ginger one. Not quite sure what the title is there.
Ginger.
And green apple.
Ginger.
Yeah. It's alright, but
green
it's
apple,
not.
Green,
it's
so it's
like
a little sweeter. Green apple's a little sweeter.
Yeah, and it just gives you a little bit more of a sour taste to your mouth.
Angry Smith.
Angry
Granny.
Angry
it's
Granny.
The Angry Granny.
Is it? Oh man! Now that you said that, for the other episode of Woodchuck, they have a Granny Smith cider. Like it's, I can understand why they call it Granny Smith because it just
right.
No.
But So, I gotta bring this up real fast, just to let you know.
Oh?
Today, I'm going to go hang out with a very beautiful girl.
Well, was it a Taco Bell girl?
No.
And their mom?
No. This girl, yes, of course. The
both
mom,
at
it's,
the same
a,
time.
It's a double date.
Dude, that would be awesome. That's epic. I mean, it would be, that would top the achievement for me going with MILF and then you having the Dotted Mother Trio.
Again with the fucking hashtag finger.
Yes! Sorry, I watched Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake, so they just kept on sitting there going, oh, hashtag. I'm just kind of like, that's actually kind of interesting.
Hashtag fingers!
It's like twiddling your thumbs, only a little bit more active with your wrists. So, maybe kind of like a abstract way of jacking off? I don't know.
I wouldn't jack off like that.
That would suck.
That would not work.
That would not work.
It would not work unless you made the hashtag, and if your penis was small enough to slide in the small hole in between. No, no, I'm about to show BMS what she looks like.
Yes, because my opinion matters. She's actually pretty cute.
Yes! I love how you say that with such, just like, oh my god, she is cute! Wow! I wasn't expecting that!
I was surprised!
No, yes, she is very fucking cute.
What?
My work.
Bullshit.
No, she's coming to my work. This is the funny thing. She
just
moved here not long ago.
I will give you that weird squirrel eye that happens in the movie.
But she does, she moved here not too long ago.
Alright.
She started coming out to the gas station. Little by little, like, I went out, she bought cigarettes one time, I went outside to go smoke a cigarette. She, like, gets in her car, drives up, stops, she goes, can I smoke a cigarette with you? I was like, yeah! So she gets out, she starts smoking a cigarette, bullshit, and of course, at that point in time, everybody and their mother comes into the store.
Of course.
So I keep getting interrupted, oh well. She comes in again, she goes, so you want to go smoke a cigarette with me? Yeah, let's go smoke a cigarette. Go smoke a cigarette.
No,
same
just because
thing.
You're just a beautiful girl, I'm just... Okay, yeah, fine.
So we go smoke another cigarette, just bullshit, talk, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as we are sitting there again, I tell people who are working with me, right? I told them about what happened, then one girl goes, she thinks you're cute. I was like,
yeah.
No,
you gotta give it to the girls. If the girls say that, they think that they know it better than we do. It's, again, that whole midsection line of...
There's also the time you gotta figure that some girls don't read other girls very properly.
That is
And
true.
They weren't there, they were just hearing what I was saying. Okay? So she comes in again. This week. She came in Thursday. Okay?
Yeah.
Came in Thursday. And she goes, she wanna go smoke a cigarette with me? I was like, sure. Go outside, start smoking a cigarette. She stays there for 40 minutes, or for 20 minutes talking to me. Okay? Smoking
That's
a cigarette.
A good time.
Bullshitting, yeah. Just bullshitting while I'm at work, right? She goes, all right, I'm going to leave. I gotta go make a pie. She goes and makes a pecan pie. To which I was like, well, actually, I asked, well, what kind of pie are you making? She said, pecan. I said, can I get a slice? She said, maybe. I was like, okay.
I like a
I live with maybes.
Yeah.
And at that point, I had gotten her Facebook. She gave me her, she's asked me if I was on Facebook. I had her on Facebook.
Killer. Okay,
cool. Right. So, sitting there, I go inside, and I'm talking to Alright.
And now, she comes in?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking to this is after she had already left. I'm sitting there, I'm talking
to
you
don't understand, though. You know how can get sometimes, especially when
it was my wingman. I'm not even lying.
Right, when you know you have the great, the betterment of the
wingman.
As a wingman.
Well, he's sitting there, and he goes, he looks at me, and I'm in the middle of cleaning the floor, and he looks at me, and he goes,
"You dog."
He's like, "Would you go out and," he said, "would you fuck her?"
He always asks that. Would you put it in her butt?
No, he just said,
"That's what my brother would say."
He just said, "Would you fuck her?" I was like, "Am I gay?" I said, "Serious?
Am I a homo?"
I said, "If I wouldn't even go on a date with her, I deserve to get punched in the nuts 5 times by a hyperactive midget." Okay?
Why a hyperactive?
Because it sounded good.
It did sound
so
good.
So I'm sitting there.
Sorry.
And, looks at me, starts laughing. He's like, "I'm gonna say that to her." I was like, "I don't give a fuck what you do." So we're.
No! That's bit.
Stop! Okay, the next night, she comes back and brings me a slice of pecan pie.
I bet you want more than just that slice of pie.
It was fucking delicious pie. Alright,
goddamn. I bet you another.
But she sat there and she talked to me for 40 minutes that night, right? This was just yesterday. Talked to me for 40 minutes yesterday, right? Well. There at first, and walks out, and he's sitting there, and I thought he forgot about it, so I was like, "All right, cool, he ain't gonna say it." And he's like, "I gotta tell you,"
yeah,
what Dustin said.
Yeah.
But I asked him, "Would you go on a date with her?" And he said, "This is quoting what he I'm quoting
what I'm he quoting said." What he quote,
he yeah. goes, "He said I deserve." He's like, "If I don't, I deserve to get punched in the nuts." By crazy, I was like, "No, you fucked it up, man." I deserve to get punched in the nuts 5 times by a hyperactive midget. She laughed and stayed there for 30 more minutes. Okay.
And yeah.
Well, then that night I hit her up on Facebook, and tonight we're gonna go out and get something to drink.
Hop hop.
So, I don't know about you, but this month is awesome. This month is fucking awesome.
No,
I thought next month was going to be awesome. With Guardians of the Galaxy and Ninja Turtles, I thought that was going to be the shit.
Dude, Speaking of Ninja Turtles, you've heard of Epic Rap Battles of History, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Give me your input, because I think it should have been longer. It should have been longer if there's going to be four people. Yeah. Yes.
It should have been longer.
It should have been. Fuck. But it was actually pretty good, though. I mean, with the beat and the people that they had doing it and everything, it actually wasn't too bad for it being about 2.5 minutes. Because knowing them, that's just how they've been doing it from season one.
Exactly. Oh, and just button
save
up.
A slice little, for me.
Little button on the end of this story. She I told you she's cute, right? And all this shit, right?
Uh-huh.
She has Wild West tattooed on her knuckles.
Bullshit.
Sexier. It makes it even sexier. Just the fact that there's tattoos in places they should not be makes it sexy to me.
It makes you wonder, where else are they?
I have wondered. I will literally say this.
You having a Clerks moment where you just kind of just stare off into space and just kind of... Yeah.
It's like, literally at this point, I hope she does not hear this podcast.
Don't edit it.
No, Mike, don't edit anything out.
Just leave it. Leave it all like it should be.
I will live in my shame.
It's not shame.
Well, it's excitement.
It is.
But,
I mean...
I wouldn't call it, like, a date or nothing, but I just say we're hanging out. So... And this is the weird thing, is because she's so fucking cute. So fucking sexy. I'm like... The girl who I was talking to at my work...
Yeah?
Whenever she... The girl who works there. And I was sitting there, I was like... Said that, she's like, "She thinks you're cute." I said, "Fucking why?" I was like, "Seriously?"
It burns!
I was like, "Seriously?"
No.
I was like, "She is so cute, she could get anything she wants, and she chooses this?"
Oh my
Not
god.
Not even me.
It burns.
This.
It burns.
Like, that's just sad.
No, it's not.
But me and Zeke are looking through photos, and there's this one guy who she's like, she's standing there with, and Zeke's like, "That looks like it might be her old boyfriend." She's like, "You're much more, you're a lot handsomer than he is." And I was like, "Really?"
And then you let.
So it's like an upgrade, kind of, but not really, because this is the kicker. I mean, she is 7 years my senior, which is kind of cool. But the fact that she sat around listening to me talk about stupid shit and stayed, that's the key. She stayed.
Pretty much.
Right. Was pretty cool. So, and also a funny thing, I gave a girl my number on the Monday I got called from What Say You.
Yeah.
Right? She never called me. Right?
Well, that
the
bitch
week, the week that went by that I always give it.
Yeah.
Nothing happened within that week, right?
Well, that bitch just...
She came to the store today. I saw her through the window as I was walking by. I saw her car. I saw a car pull up, and she kind of looked and saw me. The car took off. The fucking car took
Bullshit.
Off. Bullshit. No. I swear to God, they saw me and said, I'm not going in there. Which I really wish they would have. Because I don't give a fuck. You know? I knew she probably wasn't going to call me, but I would have gave her shit for it. You know, like, when she come in, I was like, so you didn't want to call me? It's all right. I wouldn't want to call me either. You know? Because it's fun that way.
It's fun that way.
I swear.
It makes things so interesting.
I'm not going to lie. If I had a great self-esteem, I would not be nearly as funny as I am.
Unfortunately, I have to agree.
Because most of my comedy comes from beating myself down.
And it's... I have to say, the reason why I do laugh is because that happens. Because I do that to myself a lot.
I don't know why. You're a sexy fucking beast.
You're a sexy bitch.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Don't.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm just a beast.
Maybe if there was another time, another place, another dimension, if you were a girl,
if we were
Earth,
if we were on Earth 2 and we were gay.
Yes.
We would be crossing the streams.
We're crossing. Oh, Drew, the 30th anniversary. 29th of August, people. Check your local listings in the theaters to see if they're going to do Ghostbusters. Anniversary.
They'll probably only do it at AMC here.
Probably.
Up there in, like, Independence.
I don't give a damn. Anywhere you go. I am a fucking hard... Not hardcore, but I do want to make my own proton pack.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring this up to you then.
Then...
This was brought up to me on a Facebook... Well, this was put on a Facebook post.
Then I repeat, my friend.
This was put on a Facebook post, and I had... The guy who put it on there was a friend of mine, right? Mm-hmm. And he had to choose two of the worst to put up against each other of franchises. Now, this is it. You have to choose... One franchise. Whichever franchise you choose, the other franchise never existed. Ghostbusters or Ninja Turtles?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles.
That was my shit!
I know!
That was like... If they had an episode where they were together...
They have comic books where they're together.
Yeah!
They do. But which one would you choose? You have to choose one.
I don't want to.
You have to.
I don't want to.
I already chose mine. I know.
Well,
I
yeah, I know I chose who you're going for.
Yeah, I chose the Turtles.
I have to go with Ghostbusters.
See, and this is why I say no. Okay.
Well, because they're fucking ninjas for one.
Well, yeah, but I love the Ninja Turtles either way. Yeah. But I was arguing with this fact with a girl. This girl posted right after her first one. She's like, I'm going to go with Ghostbusters because they haven't fucked it up. And I was like, yeah, also take into effect, they haven't rebooted it yet.
Yeah, that too.
And that is your key. Once they reboot it, everyone's like, man, I can't believe they fucked up Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen.
It is what's going to happen. J.J. Abrams is going to get on that shit too.
I don't know, man. There's not enough lens flare in that movie for him. What's he gonna do? He's like, oh, a ghost comes. Lens flare.
They're crossing the street.
Better yet, I guarantee you what'll happen. It'll be fucking Michael Bay. Because cross the streams, explosion.
Not the cone head.
Get another one of those?
Yeah.
What, another Angry Orchard.
But it's just like the off of the cone heads. I'm not gonna tell you, Harv. That's probably
maintain
what will happen.
Low tones. Maintain low tones.
I guarantee you half of the shit that I do now is based off that movie. When we watched it earlier, I didn't know how many people from Seinfeld were on it.
On Seinfeld?
From Seinfeld on Coneheads. Sorry, I might be a little tipsy.
A lot of SNL people were on it too.
Yeah.
Because that's where it was based off of. Just like Blues Brothers.
Adam Sandler.
Also, I have something to tell you. I have something. I don't know if you know this, being a Ghostbusters fan that you are. Did you know who that movie was going to be? Was supposed to have in it?
Egon.
You know who was supposed to have? No, the first movie. You know who was supposed to have in it?
Mm-mm.
John Belushi. Guaranteed he was going to be Bill Murray's part. Ooh. And this is the kicker. Dan Aykroyd, the night he got the call that John Belushi died.
Yeah, he called Bill Murray up, didn't he?
No. He was in the phone, when he got the phone call, he was writing a line for John Belushi for that movie at that time when he died, when he got the phone call.
That's fucking spooky as shit.
Yeah. So, guaranteed that part became...
It just sounds so erotic when it's just out of nowhere.
Right? No, the best
That's
part
That's nuts, though.
Yeah, he was going to do it for John Belushi. He was writing, I guarantee you, and it was going to be Bill Murray's, because other than that, ooh, John Belushi wouldn't fit in any other role but that Bill Murray role. Guaranteed it.
He would have killed it.
It would have been a toss-up, because both of them would have done it basically around the same way. Kind of. They would have done about the same. Even though I think...
I miss you, Belushi.
You know, I think Bill Murray has a little bit more pizzazz to it. But still,
well,
Belushi is still, he was still great, too.
I'm trying to think, though. Wasn't Belushi and Murray about the same age?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It wouldn't have mattered any which way. I think they would.
It would have definitely been a different movie.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been a different flow to that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I found that out, because on Netflix, they have this thing called The Final 24. And what it does is, it follows the last 24 hours of pretty much everyone who ever fucking overdosed. Like, they have one...
Oh, man, Chris Farley would have been bad.
They didn't do the Chris Farley one.
Why not?
Surprisingly, I don't know. They had John Belushi. I think they go, we have one fat, funny comedian. We don't need to go to another one. But they have Anna Nicole Smith. They had Jim Morrison. They had... I'm trying to think of who else they had, because I watched a few of them. They had quite a bit. There's like two seasons of it. It's not that bad, but at the same time, it's like...
Two seasons?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, I think it was like 6 episodes a season, so it wasn't that many fucking episodes, but still... It's still interesting, though. Like, Anna Nicole Smith was one of them. I watched that one. I don't know why, but I watched that one.
It's Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, fuck it. I watched it. The John Belushi one. I mean, it's hard to say that it was a good episode. Like, because in the end, you know what's going to happen.
Unless you totally side
River Phoenix. They had River Phoenix on it. They watched that one. That one was kind of crazy, you know? And every one of them, I'm telling you, every single one of them, it's not like... Oh, a plane crash. No, every one of them overdosed. I know what the other one I watched was. It was, Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols.
Really?
Yeah. I watched that one, too. That one was, like, the first one. It was, like, intense, dude. It was, like, what the fuck, man? It's, like, he spent most of his time in that first 24 getting out of jail. And then, like, because he was on trial for the murder of his girlfriend. Because he was so fucking...
I need to do so much more research than playing Dead Island.
You should totally just watch that show. It'll give you the last 24 hours and a reboot of all their shit they've done.
Oh my god. I feel like I had to, like, sit down, pull Netflix up, and actually write it down like a fucking psychiatrist. Well, I'm like, okay, then, yeah, okay,
Oh, and I found... You know who Pete Holmes is?
Yeah.
Do you like Pete Holmes?
I haven't seen a lot of his stuff.
Like his stand-ups or anything? His stand-up is hilarious. Now, I'm going to tell you this. When you do stand-up, he reminds me of you doing stand-up just calmer and more thought out. Well, I'm not even lying. Like, the way...
Wait a minute.
I'm saying, like, the way he even sounds reminds me of you. Okay? But I'm going to play you a little something from Pete Holmes real fast. Okay?
Okay.
A little 2 minute and 34 seconds. It's not a video. It's just on here. It's just voice. It's just sound. I'm gonna let you. I've listened to this the first time I heard this. Okay,
and you. It's just on.
It's
like
I'm gonna give it a plug too. Right now, it's Pete Holmes's stand up CD.
I know.
Nice
he has a
try,
show on TBS.
The Devil. Okay, it's not anymore. He actually got canceled.
Really?
Yeah, after 80 episodes, he got canceled. One season. But
damn.
No, yeah. The name of this is Nice Try, The Devil. It's the name of his CD.
All right.
Okay. This is. I heard this piece right here the first time. And literally have had to listen to it every day because it makes me smile every day.
I'm glad I could bring that
every
up
day.
On you.
Here we go.
I always like doing something silly up top to kind of look at it like comedy stretching. Remind me to not take any of this too seriously. It's just a silly job. So I'd like to do Pierce up top if any of you are familiar with... What a weird world. You guys know Pierce? Yes, we do. We're going to do Pierce. For those of you who don't know Pierce, I feel like expectations are getting up high. Go ahead and lower them. Nothing is about to happen. So this is it. This is my impression of a guy asking his friend Pierce to get beers for a party. Okay?
Huh.
Starts with a door opening. For no reason.
Oh, button? He actually does voices too.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he just doesn't do it on here.
Pierce, get Pierce. And music, Pierce.
And music?
Pierce for fierce, Pierce.
Oh, my God.
Go to Sears, Pierce. 3 cheers for Pierce.
Oh, my God.
If you don't do that in the the shower alone tomorrow, you're dead inside. That's how that works.
Maybe oh, there's more.
Just be like, I haven't seen there's you one more. In years, Pierce. Live your life. No one else is going to tell you to. We did an old one to do a new one. This is a new Pierce. This is a guy. It's just as stupid. This is a guy telling his Latino friend that their soccer team finally broke their losing streak. Okay? Guy telling his Latino friend that their soccer team finally broke their losing streak.
Makes me chuckle every time.
I'm kind of. I just wish I was there.
One!
Oh, shit.
We won 1-1!
We won 1-1!
We won 1! We finally won 1-1! Where were you when we won 1-1? We finally won 1-1! 1 is what we won, 1-1 is what we won! It was 1-1 for the longest time, 1, then we won 1-1.
Oh my god.
Penalty kicks.
My favorite part, right here.
If that doesn't unlock the safe where you keep your joy, maybe lube up the dial a little bit. Just...
That's pretty awesome.
I'm telling, I heard that the first time I heard. I've had to listen to it every day since. All right? Once a day, I listen to that. And I tell you, that is my favorite quote now.
Fuck.
It is my favorite quote.
We won 1-1-1-1.
It was 1-1 for the longest time, Juan, but we won 1-1.
Oh my god.
Penalty kicks.
Oh my god.
But
gosh.
My favorite quote, that quote, the thing I love about it at the very end is like, if that doesn't unlock the safe where you keep your joy, maybe lube up the dial just a little bit. Like, that alone just makes me feel good, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about Pete Holmes, because I've started watching a lot of Pete Holmes shit.
Yeah.
Everything's amazing. But if you watch his show, like, on TBS...
It's god awful.
No, it's great.
I don't think so.
No, it is fucking hilarious. Watch his opening monologues. Fucking great. Watch his, go on YouTube, watch New Material Seinfeld.
Oh, shit.
Go watch New Material... It's a guy on a puppet, right? A guy with a puppet doing Seinfeld, right? I swear to God, he has not heard these jokes yet. So he's standing there, fresh as everyone, and he hears them. Now, his laugh is infectious. Okay? His laugh is hilarious. Because there's times whenever something will happen, you're like, ah! And you'll walk away and you're like, mm-hmm! Like, he'll do shit like that. And he has a podcast where you can hear stuff too. So when people say stuff, he'll be just like, mm-hmm! And like, he'll just laugh. It's so fucking funny, dude. But there, if you go back, everyone should go and listen to You Made It Weird podcast.
We all make it weird.
With Pete Holmes. But there's an episode of that where he's talking to Jay Moore. Okay. Jay Moore does impressions, and so does he. Pete Holmes does a spot-on Stephen Wright impression. Spot-on. Mm-hmm. Aside from the other ones of, like, Malkovich.
Yeah.
And, you know, all those. Like, if you've ever seen Batman Finds His Voice for the Batman College Humor, that's Pete Holmes.
Oh, shit.
So all those voices and stuff, Pacino, all that, he can do all those voices. And it's amazing.
I feel so underachieved.
He is such a fucking... He's so fucking funny. If you watch his, like, X-Men.
Yeah.
The X-Men... Hilarious.
I've seen a few of those.
Or Street
actually.
Fighter Red Tape. Fucking funny.
Huh.
I'm telling you, this dude is amazing. I love it. He's become one of my new favorite comedians. And that's a hard task to do.
It's true.
It is really a hard task to move up in the line of comedians that I love. But, seriously.
Say, what is your thought on Louis C.K.?
Oh, I love Louis C.K.
He was on Saturday Night Live. They had Black Jeopardy. It was so hilarious because it was two other African Americans, and then there was Mark. His character's name was Mark, and he was trying to get all the questions right because he studied in African American studies,
mm-hmm.
and he's a professor.
Right.
So he's trying to go through all those different ones of like, oh, who's that girl? That just really stereotypical bullshit. And then he's trying to answer and just like, oh yeah, the one fella owes me money.
you know what's sad about Louis C.K. is Louis C.K. has been doing this for over 20 years and he just now started getting popular. And the only reason is because people are idiots.
Yeah.
Only reason. Like another one of my favorite comedians, Marc Maron.
Yeah.
I love Marc Maron. Very underrated comedian, very fucking funny. But see, I'm also a different kind of comedian style. Like Bill Hicks, love Bill Hicks. Like that Like, if you've ever seen Bill Hicks, the very last thing on one of his specials, and it's Life is a Roller Coaster, watch that, because that buttons up life for your for everything. That is life right there. And it's great. Go out and check it out. It is fucking inspirational as shit. And this dude, Bill Hicks, died, as we all know. But, I mean, fucking, he's just brilliant. Like, my favorite comedians are the ones that you wouldn't think, but then out of nowhere, boom, this goofy motherfucker waves his way into one of my favorite comedians. And I've just been walking around literally listening to stand-up for the past 2 weeks.
I need to get back into doing that.
I've been listening to stand-up albums for the past, like 2 days ago, I was listening to both the Sklar Brothers CDs.
Yeah.
And I love the Sklar Brothers, because they're from St. Louis.
Ooh.
Didn't know that, dude.
SDL! Yeah,
they're from Missouri.
Me, I've just been feeling like a drone lately, because just getting this internship and driving all the way to Lenexa and coming back, and just kind of going through that whole repeat.
You want to talk about repeat? I've been working at the same place for 3 years, doing the same thing every day. Yeah. I feel like a drone, okay?
Well, at least you get to kind of switch it up after you get off work.
Go home and sit down at my house.
What's going on?
What's some weird shit going on outside? Hold on. Pause!
Oh, it's...
Oh, they're fucking...
It's teeny beanies.
Beanies.
They're dancing. They're dancing, and they're doing a conga line.
It's weird.
That's fucked up.
I should just open up the door like, hey! For my kids! God damn it, get out of my lawn! Get out of here! Get out of here!
But...
What are you guys gonna be so cute?
So I was sitting at work today, right?
Yeah.
I was sitting at work today, and I thought of something. Guy came in and asked for a bag of ice, right? Wanted to buy a bag of ice. Now, I started thinking about it. Imagine the first guy who decided...
To bag ice.
Dude, we could sell ice. Shit that costs us nothing! Because this happened back in the old days. Like, back before they had a fridge, you know? Where you sold blocks of ice.
Yeah.
So, like, dude, we could just sell ice and make money. Like, that first
What's
guy...
What's up, Willis?
That first guy was like...
No.
That's genius. That is fucking genius.
No, because I can definitely think in my mind as people just like, no, no, John, that will not work at all. People can get ice anywhere. And he's like, no.
No, 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 no.
No.
Not our ice. Because you know why? We'll cut our ice into cubes.
You're crazy, John. This will never work, John.
Watch it. We will try it. God damn it, Steven. If we don't go down in the books of selling the first batch of ice, who's with me? Who is with me? And you know, next thing you know, fucking selling ice caught on. Like, who the fuck thought that would actually work? Like, one dude. It had to be one guy.
John.
It couldn't be John himself. It had to be one.
Maybe. Whoever his name is.
I don't know. I really wish I could look up who was the first person to sell ice, you know? Like, he just had a little cart with just ice melting on the back. Ding, ding.
Has to get your ice.
I bet you what it was is a child started it, and he's like, that's a fucking brilliant idea. I'm stealing it.
Yeah.
Took the kid's ice route, made double the money, and fucking that little child did not have enough to buy the
little
popsicle.
Little bike, and legs all the way up and everything. Ding, 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 ding.
Like a little Red Ryder wagon.
Yeah.
Radio flyer. But I'm saying, like, I started thinking about that, and I'm like, man, the first person who do that was a fucking genius. I wish I thought of that first. Of course, I didn't have the chance to.
Because...
I was born too late.
Damn that one obstacle of birth.
Right? And like, you know what? I thought about opening my own ice company. But no one's going to take you seriously now. There's like five of them.
Fatty ice.
Fat ice.
Or ice ice fatty.
Yeah. I would just name it Ice Ice Baby and cut vanilla ice in half of it. What's this? This is Ice Ice Baby. What? It's cheaper ice. How is it cheaper? Well, I don't distill it. It's just shit water that I just froze. Don't put it in your fucking drinks, but...
Can you please rally this for me?
It's well, basically what it is, it's ice with a hint of vanilla. And every water, we just drop some vanilla.
Oh my god.
That's what we need to do. I'm going to do that. I am going to start selling vanilla ice. That is
You're
what
crazy, John!
Damn it, Steve! Vanilla ice will work!
Oh my god.
Watch! One day you're sitting down. What are you having? You're having a bourbon at the bar. You're like, this is a little hot. Can I get some rocks in here? He's like, regular or vanilla? He's like, bust the vanilla ice in this bitch. Boom. Vanilla ice in your bourbon. I would even make commercials for my vanilla ice.
I think vanilla ice would make commercial for your vanilla.
No, I would have to hire vanilla ice.
Yeah.
But see, what I would do is, because like, you know how vanilla ice says, no, that's not pressure. I changed the bass beat, right?
Yeah.
I would drop out an L.
Oh, shit.
And spell it with two E's. Vanilla ice.
I see.
Vanilla ice. Or spell it with S's. I-S.
Isis. Vanilla Isis. No.
Vanilla ice. Yeah.
No.
Or,
that's great.
You freeze ice in the shape of eyes. Vanilla ice.
That's just too fucking creepy.
No, it ain't.
No, I just...
There's crazier shit out there.
The first great idea was the one you just threw down. Vanilla ice.
I'm saying, I'm just branching out, you know?
TM.
Trademark! Trademark, Two Dudes Life. No one steal my shit! I dropped the L out. You can't get mad.
You almost had a Seth Rogen moment there.
Like, you don't get my shit! Can't sue. I cannot get sued because I dropped out the L, see?
Thanks, Vanilla.
Vanilla ice, bitch.
Vanilla wafers.
But that's like that. I mean, that guy was a fucking.
Yeah,
he was.
Brilliant.
He was a genius man. And you know, back in the day, they used to, you know, they had like the big blocks. They cut the big blocks and they stick it in a box where they would put the food in at that point because they did not have electricity.
Yeah.
And they would just shove it in there and then they would keep it somewhat cold.
Yeah.
But you'd have to constantly buy ice.
Constantly.
Constantly. And then, not to mention the amount of ice-related deaths that occurred.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Right. There was probably seven or eight.
Hey, Tim! Where's your dad?
He died in an ice accident.
What happened? Well, they were hoisting up the ice, you see, and I went... He was up there. His job was to cut the ice. And what happened was someone had not had it straightened down right on the widget. See, and the widget
broke. Why are you bringing a Louisiana accent when there's ice?
Because we're out in the west. In the west. And my pappy, he used to cut the vanilla ice. And one day the widget fucked up, and it crushed him.
I swear to Timmy, it was bad juju.
You just come in as a prospector. Need a pick?
Yeah.
I'll help you out.
I don't know, but that's some good ass old deal.
I don't know why, but always when I think of old time, I always think of like
Western.
Yeah, I always think that they have like that. Oh, damn it, Jimmy.
I swear to God, this place is good. God, kid, I'm going to butt your ass.
It's either that.
Niagara Falls.
It's like there's no separation in my mind from that. That's the same time period.
It's exactly right.
like
Tommy guns and black powder muskets.
Yes, exactly. For some reason, that fits in my mind. Like, you go, like, you're in, like, New York, and you go around the corner, and it's like, it's fucking New West. It's just like, how y'all doing? And hey. And then you go a little bit further down, and then, like, up comes a fucking car, and it's like, nah, see, give me all your money, see, man. And he's like, I don't got no money.
You're done. I just want
to... Yeah.
Just one day, just venture into whatever just pops into your mind. Just, it'd be crazy.
No, I'm telling you, I've thought of that. And then, like, also today at work, I wrote these down.
You
specifically
wrote these down.
For this, so I would not forget it. Back boobs. I saw a lady with the biggest back boobs.
Are you talking about, like, the back flap of fat that's on the back?
Yep. She was packing a D cup and back boobs. Back boobage. And you know what the funniest part about it was?
Their nipples?
When she... No. And they were nipping.
She's lactating hardcore!
No, when she came in the door, she got up to the counter and she goes, sorry, can't breathe.
Back
boobs. Bitch, you walked 5 feet!
Back boobs.
And then she turned around, and it was back boobs. Because, like, the shirt was slightly see-through, unfortunately. I know.
You pulled a McLovin, didn't you? You just kind of, like, you were just so disgusted, you just had to walk with it. Just head back and forth.
I turned.
McLovin!
I turned away. You turned away.
turned away from it and said, no!
Make love.
Don't look it in the eyes!
You turned to stone!
Exactly.
You turned to stone, by God, or you will.
Or you're going to get back boobs. Either way, I don't want that. The only stoned I want does not involve back boobs.
Take that fat back on back there, fat back.
Take that fat back back, fat back.
Fat back. That sucks.
God damn it, fat back.
Hey, what did you say? Guys?
Butters?
I wish I could do Butters' voice. Butters? I wish.
Tartar
sauce. Tartar sauce.
I can't do it either.
No.
I can't do Butters. Can't do Butters' voice.
I don't know why we drop so quietly when we do Butters.
Butters. Jimmy. Butters.
People are like, at this point, to do Jimmy.
Jimmy.
My favorite
Jimmy ever of South Park, because I don't watch it anymore. I don't care about it anymore.
Well, yeah, it's kind of...
But there was this one episode where they become the Crips.
Yep.
And Jimmy's sitting there and he goes, pass the blood to the... You got on your left hand side. My favorite line. I don't care. Out of any, I could never have to watch another one again, and I didn't. I stopped at that point. I was like, Jimmy is a weird character.
Dude, I just love that they made a song on Rock Band for it.
Timmy!
Not just for Rock Band, just they made the
song. A band made a song for it, yes. Timmy! Man, I'm telling you. But, Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, back boobs.
Back boobs.
Like, I honestly think that's
like a South Park episode of back
boobs.
Dude,
I almost don't even know what to name this episode. Like, Vanilla Ice back boobs? Like, I don't know what to do this. Like, this is a weird episode.
I was about to say, a bag of vanilla back boob.
A bag of vanilla back... No.
Bag of vanilla back boob.
A cup of vanilla ice.
That would work.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. But, as that is said...
As that is said.
Everyone should totally go check out Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
Go check out What Say You. And go and follow From the Monkey. From the Monkey on the Twitter. On the Twitter!
At From the Monkey, you must so see.
So, yeah. Oh, and you know what we need to do? We need to start doing this. We gotta start putting our fucking Twitter handles and shit out there.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, so people start following us.
Square handles?
Twitter handles.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Sorry. That's how you build followers.
I know the physical aspect of it all, but no, not the...
It's how you build followers, man.
Yeah, that's true.
We can't just sit here in this menagerie of, like, 80 people who listen. But, and at that time, I guarantee you, it ain't 80 people that listen.
But, I mean, they listen, though, right?
Maybe. Five.
Maybe five
people listen. That's what I'm saying. We need to break out of our shell. Jump out into the Twitter! An attack. Like, I never tweeted.
I don't have a Twitter account.
And well, you need to make one.
I don't know if I want to.
You need to make one. It's either that or you have to run the Two Dudes Live one. Because follow us at Two Dudes Live Podcast. I believe that's what it is.
Hashtag.
I believe that is what it is called. I have to go look because I haven't been on it in forever. I have to double check it. Don't quote me yet. Let me see. Accounts?
I guess I will have to try to get...
At Two Dudes Live Pod. Number 2, Dudes Live Pod. All right? Follow me at FatTavius. Because, fucking why not? I already have almost 300 followers.
Dude, once you get to about 1,000...
If I get to 1,000, I'll be fucking astonished. The fact that I'm at 264 baffles me.
It's just like with this whole instance with this girl. Why?
Well, it's like...
For you, I mean, just being in your whole state of mind.
No, I'm saying this.
Because again, you are a sexy beast in my face.
Is the only reason I'm saying this is because when you look at what I've been told about my time on What Say You, which if you go and listen, I didn't do much. I just talked, right?
Yeah, but I mean...
But they come out and go, you were a fucking amazing. I'm like, no... What they did made it amazing. What I did was just jabber. But I'm taking it, because you know what? I'll own it. I'll own the fact that, yes, I can't shut the fuck up.
And that's why I love you, because now, since we've been drinking these Angry Orchard ciders, I've actually felt a little bit more compelled to be more opinionated. So, I feel good. I feel nice. I feel fuzzy.
Feel fuzzy.
You're so fuzzy.
But, yeah, dude, it's weird. Like, and I get people retweeting shit I say, favoriting my tweets.
Dude, you need to put your quotes up on there.
My quotes?
Just random quotes.
I got a random quote for you that I actually got. I took from my friend the other night.
Oh, shit.
It's from Brandon, from BC, right?
Fuck.
Dude, I'm telling you, this dude has, like, some of the best quotes you never knew.
Why doesn't he have Twitter?
Because he doesn't have any of that. He doesn't do...
He just doesn't have anything.
No, he doesn't. He has a Facebook that he barely uses. He doesn't do any of that stuff. He doesn't go on the internet. He doesn't search YouTube very much.
I honestly think that he would be the prospector.
Honestly, this dude, if I go to the gathering and he goes with me... When I do my podcast, when I do this podcast...
You're going to be the only one talking.
No, he's going to join in. Because me and him have great conversations. The only problem is, when I was like, dude, we should sit down and record a podcast. All right. He turns on Call of Duty. And then expects to do the podcast and play at the same time. Which he can't do.
I need your attention span for more than two minutes.
Yes, exactly. That is my problem. Here we go. This are things he has said. Okay. Me and him were at the drive-thru at Burger King the other night, okay?
Okay.
He's like, all right, I want this, that, and the other, right? No pickles, or no, no tomatoes, pickles, or lettuce, right?
Yeah.
She goes, so, no tomatoes, onions, or pickles. BC, without missing a beat, goes, no, no tomatoes, pickles, or lettuce. Onions. Keep the onions. But it was the way he said it, because he was like, we were
onions.
Messed up. We were a little messed up. Onions. No, he was just like, he went through, no tomatoes, pickles, or lettuce. Onions. Keep the onions. For no reason. And one time he was playing Call of Duty, and he goes, yeah, Mr. Boom Bango, fuck yourself. What? What?
Oh my god, I honestly think that I should just go over and listen to this, and I would enjoy it.
It was fucking hilarious.
My girlfriend just handed me a Facebook post. Marijuana can kill people, but
oh, yeah.
You read the reasons.
Ways it can. You eat a handful of marijuana and choke to death on it. A heavy crate of marijuana falls and crushes you. You slip on a bag of marijuana and break your skull into thousands of pieces.
That would suck.
A serial killer's named Marijuana. Ways it can't. Smoking marijuana. And that has been a public service announcement from here at Two Dudes Live. The more you know. Oh, shit. I think we're good for this week, man. You think we're good?
You sure you're good for this week?
I think we're good. We might be good. It's a pretty good episode, I think.
You're sweating your ass off. Yeah, it must be a good episode.
I am sweating my ass off.
I don't know why.
I'm hot.
You are. Hence why you got this girl on your ass.
Yeah, okay.
Fake it!
Alright,
bro. Alright, man, you know, hey, I love you, bro. Because you know, he's
like,
you,
no, man. No, no, no. Like, I love you, man.
Oh, bro, no. She likes you, but I love everybody.
No, you don't fucking know, man. Like, yo, I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah, we're both there.
Yeah, man. For those who couldn't see what just happened, it was epic.
I'm going to bring more Angry Orchard. Oh, yeah.
Alright, y'all.
Alright, guys, we are out of here.
This week for Two Dudes Live.
This is B-Mess.
And this is Fatty.
Keep it real.
Keep it chill.
Keep it live.
Keep it live!